you're now inside the Continental Exposure Studios universe, I would like to talk about a very important word, a very necessary word, a very, very, very crucial word for any endeavor, any undertaking, any goal, any dream, anything that's worth striving for, working for, whatever it is. Consistency will be the topic of this particular episode. Now, with the new year, there are always new goals to reach. With the new year, there are always new endeavors to tackle. With the new year, there is always an instance of working towards something, of striving towards something. Now, I heard the great Denzel Washington say at an acceptance speech, I can't remember which award show it was actually, but without discipline, you'll never start. But without consistency, you'll never finish. One of the truest statements that I've ever heard in my lifetime, because it is everyone's struggle to be consistent. Everybody who's anybody has struggled with it. Even the greats have struggled with it, but in the same sense, you develop that very important spark that starts the flame in order for you to be able to keep going, no matter whatever it is that's going on around you. Now, with that being said, I know that consistency has been a very interesting battle throughout my life. Very, very interesting. And I say that for a couple of different reasons. One, I know that with any goal, I know that with any undertaking, any job, any whatever it is that requires a deep level of focus, consistency is the key to be able to get there. And the reason why, I'll use myself as an example. I know that certain goals over the course of time and space have been achieved, but I noticed that with certain levels of difficulty, there is, there has been, a little bit of inconsistency with my consistency, if that makes sense. So, to describe that in a different format, the bigger the goal, the higher propensity, if you will, there has been of a little bit of fear. And strange, because I know what's required to be able to get whatever it is done. But I noticed that in my younger days, there was just a little bit of fear, you know, that would kind of deter in some sort of fashion from the achievement of said goal in a said amount of time. Now, with that particular part being said, I have come to understand that the importance of it is paramount, especially when you start hitting certain milestones in your life, when you start hitting certain timelines in your life as far as age, as far as time, and things of that nature. But one thing that I've discovered is that you really, 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 really have to understand that dreams, they don't have a deadline. It's really up to you and how consistent you want to be in attaining those dreams, point blank. And I'll give the example of the 95-year-old Grammy winner from last year. I can't remember her name, but just the mere thought of having had waited all this time and having gone through a whole lifetime and to finally be able to stand up on that stage and be able to say that in this particular lifetime, I have achieved what most couldn't, didn't, or never will. And it really, really resonated with me because of one of the simple fact that she's 95 years old. And somehow in some form, I will double back and do a little bit more research as far as where it is that she has come from and her travels, and will definitively do another episode specifically for her. But I just wanted to talk about the instance of one, winning a Grammy, two, but the most important is that she's 95 years old. In some form or another, I'm sure that consistency had a lot to do with that. Patience too. A lot of different watchwords have been kind of coming up over the course of the beginning of the new year, and I will go in depth about their importance, but consistency is simply the ability to be able to do whatever it is that you need to do, to stick to whatever it is that you need to stick to. A lot of achievements are done this way. A lot of winning is done this way. A lot of progress is made this way. Practice, 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 until you cannot get it wrong. Yes, consistency is built when no one is looking. Consistency is built when nobody is paying attention. Consistency is built when you aren't getting the validation externally or anything of the sort. Consistency is built in the dark. Consistency is built when no one is looking. Consistency is built when no one is paying attention. Consistency is lonely, because a lot of times when you're trying to be consistent, you're by yourself in some form or another. In the gym, in the lab, in the office, in the studio, wherever it is that you build your consistency in whatever arena. And it is going to take that. It is going to take a very different level of consistency, especially considering that we are still in, I believe anyway, a little bit of a COVID hangover. I see a lot of stress going on in certain social media platforms. All you really have to do is just kind of sit back and observe and just pay attention. And with that, I will say, when the world is going right or when the world is going left, be certain to go right, because a lot of times the instance of consistency starts small. How you build upon that normally starts small. Whatever it is that you can do in order to be able to get better at whatever craft that you're into, whatever business that you're into, whatever endeavor that you're into, especially, excuse me, with the changes, the advents, and the inventions that have come along over the course of the last 25 years, it is very, very important to be able to establish consistency, however it is that you need to. A lot of times we are visually distracted from doing so. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can get around that. With consistency comes focus. I won't talk about focus because I know focus is a separate word within itself, but one is developed from the other, and so on and so forth. With consistency comes focus, with focus comes discipline, and so forth and so on. When you're lying on your couch or wherever it is that you are, and you're looking at the ceiling, or you're driving in your car, or wherever it is that you may be, and you're thinking about that certain goal that needs to be met, that certain endeavor that needs just a little bit more fuel, whatever it is, you really, really, really have to consider the alternative if you choose not to be consistent. If you choose to deal with interruptions, naysayers, haters, whoever, because let me tell you from experience, they are always going to be there. Somebody's going to always tell you that you can't do it. Somebody is always going to tell you that, oh no, that's too big, or you can't handle that, or something of the sort, you know. Because also jokes, they are a form of hate too. So even when people are laughing when they say it, believe me on what I'm saying, jokes are a form of hate. And something very, very small could very well stop you, deter you, anything in any form, it very well can. So my charge for my listenership is to develop consistency. And this charge is even to myself as well, because I know there are still many things that I can improve on. This I know, so I have no problem talking about that and being transparent on that. Develop your consistency. Do your best to be able to keep going no matter what it is that's going on. The world is still all over the place. Layoffs, issues with China, the Ukraine, it's still all over the place. But let that not deter you from your life's work. Let that not deter you from what it is that you really, really are seeking to get done. Let that not deter you from your legend. Because every single day, no matter how big or how small the task may be, you are writing your legend. And I know that I am a stickler for this because I know the mandate upon my life. I know the prophecy upon my life. And I know that no matter what, I still have to see that through. And I know that even at 51, even at 51 years of age, I know how important it still is. It is a beautiful thing to still be alive. And it is also a beautiful thing to be alive in this time and space in order to be able to help someone along the way, even if it is in this format. I urge you, the listener, wherever you may be, take the time to develop your consistency. I will do the same because, like I said, there is a lot of work that still needs to be done in this lifetime. So, with that being said, I will continue on the instance of this watchword for the year in another episode. You have just been inside the Continental Exposure Studios universe.